FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
This evening it will be cloudier in the west with outbreaks of rain gradually pushing northeastwards, keeping temperatures above freezing. Drier elsewhere with clear spells and light winds leading to patchy frost in rural spots, mainly towards the east. Tomorrow it will be dry and bright in the north and east, cloudier and breezier in the west with spells of rain pushing northeastwards, turning heavy at times and wintry in the north. And that is your weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit SEHBAC.com for help with your home.
Hello and welcome to the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
This week we have loads of guests joining us on the show, some old, some new, but all with amazing stories and opportunities to share. First on our agenda is Josh and the Bardswell Social Club, who are here to talk about Brentwood's Got Talent. And then later on in the show we'll be joined by Bina, otherwise known as one half of Phoenix Arts, who's come to tell us more about their new Saturday art sessions.
And to fit in with the theme, we also have a talent-themed playlist with songs about talent or from people who have either won, performed or competed in talent shows across the world. We'll also try and squeeze in some national arts news and events too.
So let's get on with the show. I'm Claire.
And I'm Natalie, and this is the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
Because I had been invited. You see, Jean-Charles had walked into my life at a time when I was completely unprepared for him. It was an ordinary day. The class was doodling away. But then we welcome in this man who's here to find the next Cézanne. To my surprise, he took one look across the table at my book. He holds it up for all to see. And with a smile, he says to me, "You've got the talent, the like I've never seen before. The fact is, with practice, you'll crack this. J'adore all your talent. So much so, I must see more. What I'd do is guide you, provide new ideas to explore." From there, I'm bouncing down the street. I'm telling everyone I meet that they can have my autograph. I'm even smiling when they laugh. Though they could set up a career, a class a week is pretty dear. So I take my parents by the hand to make them truly understand. I've got the talent. See, I've been told that I'll go far. Rise faster, right faster, grandmaster. And wow, so much talent that it's the artist's life for moi. Suggesting, investing, the best thing to make me a star. I'll be the greatest creator there's ever been. Because he sees in me something no one has ever seen. Something I never believed could be. Talent beyond compare. I'm there day one, so keen to start. Anticipation off the chart. Then through the door to spoil the bliss. Come other children, what is this? Some set up easel, some sketch away. For them it's just another day. And as they talk I realize the same excitement's in their eyes. They've all got talent. Oh, what a thing to misconstrue. shrieks and specs speak to techniques brand new. So much talent, they're using 15 shades of blue. If I've got the talent, then they've got it too.
Tell me about this song, Natalie.
So that was a song about clay.
Clay.
Isn't that thematic for an arts programme? So that song is called Talent, and yeah, it's from a new musical called In Clay, which is a one-woman show based on the real life of Marie Bert Sazentold. I hope I've pronounced that correctly. So told from a Parisian kitchen in the late 1930s, Sir Amis's Marie eagerly awaits her estranged childhood friend and now celebrated artist Henrietta Turman as the imminent arrival of her old friend pushes Marie to reflect on her life, love, loss, and against the backdrop of the great joys and sorrows of a life devoted to making art. So it debuted at this year's Bolt Festival to really good reviews. It was nominated for Show of the Week, an Office Off Fest Award, and shortlisted for the Styles and Drew MTI Mentorship Award. It's actually still on if you want to go and see it. It's upstairs at the Gatehouse in London. And it stars Rosalind Ford, who's best known for her performance in Once.
Wow, that was a good find. To find
quite,
something
quite
about
random
talent.
One.
Yes, yeah, it is quite a random one. And also very top, and nice to have something that's still running as well. That's on at the moment. And the fact that somebody could make a musical song out of clay.
Yeah. I mean, you can make sculptures.
Well,
who knew you could make musicals?
Why not? Indeed. How's your week been? Obviously, you've turned up to the studio with your bunny ears on because you are getting ready for Easter.
Yeah, so we've just had a two-day fest of the Mercury Easter extravaganza, it's called. So we do this every year. I think it's been running now for 15 years at the Mercury Shopping Centre, this particular activity where basically, as a child, you can come and find some chicks in an Easter garden that we've built, and you can meet the Easter Bunny and have your picture taken with the Easter Bunny. And
I've seen a picture of the Easter Bunny. I mean, it's an adult-sized Easter Bunny.
It's a it's got a giant head, and lots of children are very scared of the Easter Bunny. But actually,
it does look a bit terrifying.
I find it less intimidating than some of the other bunny costumes.
Oh.
The ones in waistcoats in particular, I really don't like. Have you seen them?
Bunnies in waistcoats. It's just wrong anyway, isn't it?
Search that into Google.
All right,
see
then.
How you feel.
Bunnies in waistcoats.
Yeah.
What do you want me to do that now?
I'll do that now, you keep chatting. So I've been face painting for 2 days. I've been painting a lot of rabbits. Also a lot of Minecraft, which has been a hot topic for this year's face painting. That's not all I've done this week. Last weekend, I was in Copenhagen, which is probably more culturally exciting.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to stop you there. What's wrong with bunnies in waistcoats?
Don't you think they're creepy?
Well, not really.
Peter Rabbit's fine.
Peter Rabbit.
But, okay, look for costumes.
Oh, okay. All right. This is specifically people dressed up as bunnies
people
in waistcoats.
People dressed as bunnies in waistcoats.
So that's a different thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe they're a bit odd.
Yeah. Creepy, very creepy.
Oh, yeah, that's really creepy.
See?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, no, okay. Right, Google.
We're not going to put them in the show
bunny
notes.
Costumes
too
in
terrifying.
Waistcoats. Oh, they are really scary. Okay.
Yeah.
I just think they're a bit scary anyway. The Easter Bunny kind of has a slightly edgy feel to me. There's a sort of, you know,
he's
feeding you full of
eggs.
Chocolate until you're sick. You know, there's a slight edge to it that's, like, really wrong.
I don't know which Easter bunnies you've been hanging out with. That's not what they're supposed to do.
Anywho, yeah, last weekend you had a weekend away.
Yeah, I went to Copenhagen, and that was jolly nice. It was very sunny.
Did you do the touristy spots?
I didn't, actually. I was staying with a couple of friends, so I did very little, other than we took a trip up north towards,
just north.
Helsingborg, which is Hamlet is set.
Okay.
So, quite close to there's a small gallery called Louisiana, which is like a house from Louisiana. It's like an American style house that you walk into, and there's an art gallery in the back. It's very nice. It kind of edges onto the coast of Denmark, so you can see Sweden across the sea.
Oh wow.
So yeah, it's all very picturesque.
Yeah.
But we went specifically to see an exhibition called The Irreplaceable Human. So my friends, one of them is an engineer, and he's just completed a master's in AI. And, you know,
A master's in AI.
Yeah.
Did he have to do it himself, or did he just get the AI to do it?
Yeah. Well, actually, I think it was innovation in AI, so I don't think there was so much AI involved. More about talking about the idea of AI.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really exciting, actually, in terms of a gallery. So in Louisiana, there's very much museum curation rather than kind of your white cube curation. So you learn quite a lot as you're going through. It was very social as well, a lot of the themes behind it. It started with creativity of children and how the idea of creativity being kind of a natural aspect to childhood that's kind of removed over time as mm-hmm. you become an adult. And then it moved all the way into kind of the ethics of AI and mm-hmm. The web in arts practice.
Yeah.
There was one artwork that I really enjoyed, and you can see this in a lot of other exhibitions, but it's called The Prophet, and basically it's an animatronic mouse that is right in the corner of the wall. So there's a little hole in the wall, and there's a little mouse speaking very philosophically in a very high-pitched voice. But yeah, that was my favourite.
Is that
a
projection or
no,
a little
tiny mouse.
Oh.
It's so cute, and it's saying big words.
Oh,
it's lovely. Yeah.
Oh.
We also saw there was a Soutine retrospective there. So that's mm-hmm. The biggest exhibition in Europe of Soutine's work. So Soutine was an impressionist kind of around the same time, Van Gogh and a lot of others. Renowned for not being very pleasant when around his sitters. So, yeah, apparently he was very unpleasant to you if he was painting you, and sometimes wouldn't even let you see the paintings that he was painting. And then sometimes he would burn all of the paintings so that you couldn't sell them if you were his art dealer. Yeah.
God, can you imagine living with him?
Yeah.
Really difficult to cope with.
Artists.
Artists. We love them. We love them.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a good week, though.
Yeah.
And then with your
stuff
carrying on in the Easter theme over the next couple of weeks, it's going to be busy. So
what have you been up to?
Well, this week I had a kind of bittersweet week. So I went to a memorial service for a woman who, in the piece of writing that was done by a fabulous woman from Birkbeck University, she called her the lioness of the arts. And she was called Sarah Weir, and I worked with her for 15 years from when I was at the Arts Council all the way through the Olympic Park. And she ran the London office of the Arts Council back in the 2000s, and then headed up the team that I was in through that, all of that kind of building art as a part of the Olympic Park, and then setting up the post-Olympic charity, the Legacy List, which is now Foundation Future London. So Sarah and I worked together
massive
for years.
Legacy.
Yeah, massive legacy. And then she went on to run the Design Council. She was, she just like did so many things, and she was definitely one of those kind of names in the cultural scene, particularly in London, that was kind of, you know, involved with any kind of, you know, cultural review or board or something, you know, to do with the GLA or DCMS, whoever. Sarah was often involved in those things. And it was this incredible memorial service with about sort of 250 people from all different parts of her life that came together to celebrate with her partner, with her wife Louise, and family. And it was, you know, it was lovely on the one hand, because I got to see people that I haven't seen for 10-12 years,
and you get to reflect on such a great
person. Yeah, and everyone has their own individual stories, everyone has their own kind of, you know, funny little moments. And we've all, like, if you work with Sarah quite closely, you've probably got things that she made. She was a great maker of things. She was always kind of thinking about what she could make someone. So I've got kind of cards and funny little things and notes, handwritten notes and things from her. But yeah, so I kind of worked really closely with her. I was her kind of number two for about 10 years. And so she's a massive loss to the whole system and of, you know, London arts and culture scene. But I think the memorial service really struck me as that it was very much all about kind of love, and it was all about like that kind of everlasting love, and this real sense that even if the person's not there, the love carries on. And that was this kind of really strong theme throughout the whole service, and it really kind of resonated with lots of people in the room. There's loads of people crying, loads of people crying their eyes out, but at the end there was this incredible Sarah liked ABBA. Right. So there was Dancing Queen came on right at the end of the service, and then everybody was kind of getting up out of their seats and dancing in the aisles. It was a bit crazy, and it was a bit mad, and it was exactly what Sarah had planned. So
just
she
kind of heightened emotions from both and both angles.
Yeah, so it was really, but it was really cool seeing so many amazing people that I'd worked with over the last sort of 15-20 years. And then I went over to Chelmsford Museum for the opening of Restless Brilliance, which is the story of J.A. Baker. So if you don't know about J.A. Baker, he wrote an amazing book called The Peregrine, and that was published in 1967. And he lived in Chelmsford and around the area of Chelmsford. And at the time of writing it, he didn't really get a huge take-up of his writing. And he was actually criticised by lots of ornithologists and kind of, you know, bird witches,
like,
and
the
stuff.
The specifics.
Yeah, of not being, you know, I don't know, questioning his methods and all that kind of stuff. But he just kind of realised that he was seeing a dwindling effect on particularly birds of prey, and his focus being on the peregrine. And he was really concerned in the 1960s with what was happening to the environment. And so he started recording things. So in the exhibition, you can go and see the most amazing ledgers that he kept every day of every bird that he saw, how many, you know, which types of birds he saw, how many times he saw them, all these beautiful handwritten ledgers in an ink pen. You know, it's like that stuff that we
and despite the criticism, he just carried on anyway.
He just carried on. Well, I think it just really reminded me walking around the exhibition, because there's lots of activities that are happening around the exhibition now, particularly with young people. And it just really reminded me how few of us handwrite things anymore, and how you just don't get to see those documentation of stuff in handwritten letters. There's quite a lot of his handwritten letters, and I was like, God, anybody under the age of 25 will look at this and go, I've never written a handwritten letter in an ink pen. But it's really, really beautiful, really great exhibition, worth going and seeing it. And the Peregrine was recently voted one of the UK's top 10 favourite nature books. It's a beautiful book. I was looking at one of his annotated copies of the first print of the first draft of the book, and he's kind of underlined things. And I was looking at, like, why is he underlining those particular words? And he looked at every single page, and he tried to imagine how he was looking at the similes and things in the metaphors in the page. So he was trying to imagine what the reader would visually see in their heads when they were reading this book, and had he got the right balance right between all the different visions that he was trying to create through this narrative. I was like, wow,
like the consideration of this four-dimensional experience of reading his work
for somebody who wasn't a well-known or a very accomplished author. He certainly knew how to put together text and narrative that gave you this immediate visual impression of what he was talking about. So it's a beautiful exhibition. It'll be on until all the way through the summer, until I think it's on until the end of October. Actually, they have quite a long run in the museum for their temporary exhibitions, which is great, which means that everyone can get to see them. And lots of stuff around the Chelmsford area where he lived, and loads of things happening in response to the exhibition as well. So lots of activities for children, young people.
Oh, cool. During the school holidays.
Yeah, loads of things like that. So it's worth going and seeing over at the museum in Chelmsford. So our playlist is all about talent. Now, you may decide that these are talented people, or you may decide that it's not for you. But we've gone through and thought about who won what talent competitions, what kind of things that they start off with in life. And we're starting off with Girls Aloud.
Yes.
Because they are an English-Irish pop girl group created through the ITV talent show Pop Stars The Rivals in 2002.
That was the first Pop Stars The Rivals, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. So let's have a listen to the obvious track of choice, Sounds of the Underground. Some of them.
Phoenix FM.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide great personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Are you hungry? Then why not try an award-winning Indian takeaway from Hut & Spice? All our meals are cooked to order using the freshest ingredients, bringing you the finest traditional Indian dishes. To order, visit our website at www.hutandspice.com or give us a call on Brentwood 226 124 and see why we're the favourite choice of customers across Brentwood to Billericay.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
At The Mortgage Specialists, we offer whole-of-market mortgage advice. We pride ourselves on keeping things personal, ensuring the advice you receive is perfect for your situation. With over 25 years' experience, we offer our clients clear, independent advice delivered in a professional way. Whether you're moving, looking to renew your mortgage, or maybe looking to invest in buy-to-let, call us now on Brentwood 222932 to speak with us today. Your home may be repossessed if you do not keep up repayments on your mortgage.
Phoenix FM.
Di luna di
A lovely, nice round of applause there. That's like 20 seconds of the track is just the applause.
Well,
so tell us who that was.
Applausing in the studio. That was Paul Potts, who is an opera singer, who won the very first series of Britain's Got Talent. So before his audition, Potts stated that he was a phone salesman and that his dream was to spend the rest of his life doing what he felt he was born to do, which was sing opera. So
good for
really
him.
Nice story.
Yeah. So
jolly good chap.
Moving on then in our show, we have our guests joining us from the Bardswell Club. Hello to both of you. Say hello and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Liz Francis. I'm the president of the Bardswell Club Committee. Been involved with the club for a few years now and, yeah, just here to talk to you about our Brentwood's Got Talent that we're organising coming up.
Fantastic. And we've also got Josh. Hello,
got
welcome
me as
back.
Well. I'm here again.
You've got me as well.
I'm here.
So let's just, first of all, if anybody doesn't know about the Bardswell Club, where is it? What is it?
Oh, the Bardswell is Brentwood's best kept secret, I tell everybody. It's a club which was formed in 1927.
Wow.
Is it really that old?
It's been there for nearly 100 years.
Oh, wow.
They moved to its current location in Weald Road, the junction of Weald Road and the Bardswell Close, which I think wasn't there originally when they set the club up. But yeah, that was in 1927, and yeah, it's been going strong ever since. And I've been involved with it for about the last 6 years, I think, president for the last 4 years. And yeah, we're looking at new things to do down there.
And was it originally set up as a sort of members club for people in the area to come together as a sort of social thing?
It was set up, I think it was a trades union and labour club originally.
Okay.
So I think they called it a working men's club.
Oh, one of those.
One of those.
Right.
But the name was changed, I think, in the 50s. And it's just a family-friendly social club. We have lots of live music events down there on weekends. We have a cheap bar. We have a kitchen that does hot food. We have lots of community clubs which use it. There's a guy who runs karate classes. We have choirs that come down there. We have all sorts of things going on.
And are you open every day?
It's open most evenings except for Sunday evening.
Ah. When you need a rest. When you just need a rest on a Sunday evening. So I've been along, but I think I've been along when it's been like sort of hired for individual parties and things. So my friends Adrian and Maria, they had their wedding anniversary there because Adrian was in a band. So we had his band playing, and then it's a great space because you can have a proper band and then a great dance floor as well. It's really fun.
It's like a TARDIS. You look at it from the outside and it's quite a boring looking building, and then you go in and it kind of opens up into this vast space. We can have 150 people in the hall.
Yeah.
It's hired out a lot for parties, anniversaries, celebrations, baby showers, christenings, you name it.
Yeah. And is it a membership thing? Do you have to be a member to go?
If you want to go in the members bar, you have to be a member, but it's really cheap to join.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to hire it, you can hire it and anybody can come to your event. And on a Saturday night or Friday night when we have our live music events, you can just pay on the door and come in. You don't have to be a member.
Fantastic. So a lovely little gem in Brentwood, if you didn't know about it, it is there. And Josh, You've been getting involved in this Brentwood's Got Talent.
It's inspired presumably by Britain's Got Talent.
So how did you two come together? How did you meet and how did this start off?
Well, Liz posted something on Facebook about she wanted to open an open mic at the Bardswell Club. And I was like, oh, that sounds interesting. So I typed a comment and said, I'm interested. If she needed any help, I'm available. And it's gotten bigger ever since. I've been there since January, every weekend, spending my time there. It's nearly my second home.
Oh, that's great. So where did you have the idea then for doing something about Brentwood's Got Talent? What's inspired you to kind of want to bring this competition together?
There are lots of young people who I come into contact with in my day job who can sing, dance, like to act, and do various things like that. And I just thought, for a long time, I want to do this, but I just didn't know how to. So that kind of, on the back of meeting Josh and starting to talk about the open mic, I said, oh, this is another idea I've got. Let's look at this. So here we are. We've arranged some dates. We've had some auditions come in. And, yeah, it's going to be good.
So you've put all of the information out there, but just it's all over socials. But just so that we can say, to everyone who may not have heard it or seen
it.
Tell us about the kind of different rounds, because there's lots of different ways of auditioning, so, and there's a kind of sequence, isn't there?
Yes, there is. I've got a poster in front of me, so I don't read things wrong. So if you want to apply, we've got terms and conditions on our website, which is brentwoodscottalent.co.uk. That was made by me. Yay! So
are you allowed to nominate yourself, Josh?
No, because that's biased.
I was going to say, because obviously you sing too, yes, and play drums and various other things. Are you allowed to go into the competition?
No.
Looking
forward to Josh turning up with glasses and a fake moustache.
All right, don't give me ideas. you'd apply on our website. We've got an application form and terms and conditions. You have to read with a parent consent form if you're under 16.
Mm-hmm. So this is open to anyone?
Yes, this is open to any age, any ability, any talent.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and it's a broad talent competition.
Yes.
So you're not just looking for music and singers. No. You're looking for anything.
You could recite a monologue for all I care.
Or a comedian.
Dog wrangling.
Is it just humans?
Yeah. we don't want Ashley and Pudsey, maybe.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what we get?
So are you thinking about you and your dog?
Oh, no. He is far beyond the talent of performing alongside me. Maybe Spencer.
So if any talent that you might have, mm-hmm, that you want to share with the rest of the town.
Yeah.
How do you apply?
Yeah, how do you apply? Well, you go to the application form,
mm-hmm,
and then that will come through to our email. And then on the, I think it's the 11th of a month, which I've totally forgotten, we will email you back and say, yeah, you got through, or boo.
So there's like a first round, isn't there?
There's a first round, but that's me deciding.
Okay.
That's really, it's not
some
based
kind
on your
of filtering
talent.
Filtering out submissions.
Yeah, it's more like filtering out. I mean, we've got some choirs, which are pretty big. And as Liz said, we can only hold around 150. So we'd have to whittle them down. And then you can only bring two people to support you. So we'd try and whittle them down so we can have at least a couple of applicants.
So you'll just be making those logical decisions,
yes,
as to who can fit into
it's
the
not,
venue.
I'm not judging you on your talent. I mean, if you're terrible, you're terrible.
It's just whether or not it can actually happen within the space.
Yes. And the space is at the Bardwell Club.
Mm-hmm.
So the first round, if you want me to go on to the different rounds.
Yeah, sure.
The first round is called the Judges Auditions. That will be on Saturday the 8th of June at the Bardwell Club. We have a lineup of five judges already that are already in waiting to see our talent of Brentwood. They're all based outside of Brentwood, which is good, so it's not biased about if you've seen someone busking on the High Street, which is one of our applicants, which is nice. Robbie Bunsell has applied.
Nice.
That's our first round. So the judges will decide. I haven't written the score sheets yet, but it will be scored out of 50 because there's five judges.
So scores out of 10 for each judge.
Yes, for each
will
judge.
Will there be a golden buzzer?
No.
Just asking. So it is very much,
it's more scored on points.
Okay.
Yeah, quantitative data.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who scores what for who.
So that's a kind of, so you have to be able to be, basically, if you're applying,
you have to be free
on the 10th. What day was it?
So
on
we've got the 8th of June.
On the 8th of June, you've got to be able to get to the Bardswell for the 8th of June to do your in-person performance first round.
Yeah, the first round, in-person.
Yeah, so if you get through that round, then what happens?
Then you go to the semi-final, which is on the 29th of June.
Is this just the judges in this first knockout round?
No.
Or is there an audience as well?
Whoever you bring is an audience.
Okay, cool. So if you just wanted to go along and watch, you could as well.
Yes.
Nice.
How many people are you expecting to have in this judges' audition? So I know they get thousands of Britain's.
We've got around 10 applicants so far. We've got around 2 choirs, 3 solo singers, and 2 bands at the moment.
But if you've got like 50,
So, I mean, the choirs are around 70 to 60 people in a choir.
Yeah, if you've got 50 applications.
In terms of applications.
So, yeah.
Would you be able to have all of those 50 performing?
Yeah, because actually, there's not that much time in a day.
No.
I'm expecting if you get a good couple of hundred of applications, you might have to open up the club a couple more days.
Our opening hours are usually for performance times is 8 to 11 p.m. So that's around 3 hours.
Are you giving strict instruction on how long a performance can be as well?
So on the terms and conditions, when you read them, your act can only last 3 minutes. But if
so
you're,
Paul Potts, his song was four minutes.
He wouldn't have been cut off.
Bye bye. But if you're a stage school, we really want stage schools to apply.
Okay.
I've been emailing them and I've had no replies, sadly.
Oh,
but we've put posters in the whole of Brentwood, with all the Brentwood boroughs. I've been visiting this past week, putting posters in windows and everything. So we're getting pretty out there with advertising.
Do you have to be a resident of Brentwood to apply?
Yes.
So in terms of the stage school, does the stage school have to be in Brentwood, or could it be some people that are from Brentwood that go to this particular stage school?
If your stage school is, for example, Razzmatazz, who are based in Brentwood, so I would say Brentwood because they're in the Brentwood borough. Mm-hmm. Brentwood boroughs are, for example, Blackmore, Ingatestone, Fryerning, Brentwood, Great South Weald, North Weald. Like, there's so many boroughs.
Yeah,
you'd have to look at our terms and conditions to see if you...
If you go to one of those groups and the group is in the borough of Brentwood, you can apply.
Yes,
through your group.
Yes.
Yeah,
and you can apply if you're a solo act as well, although you're still in a performing arts group.
Cool. So you've got your first round. You've got through to the second round. Yes. Then when's the second round?
The semi final round is on the 29th of June.
Mm-hmm.
So really, we have I think a week or 2 weeks in between each round. So you can practice before you go back to the judges.
And do you think the judges would like to see something different if they get through to the semi-final, a bit like Britain's Got Talent?
Yes, exactly, like Britain's Got Talent. You'd have a new piece each week.
So again, in preparing for this, you need to have your audition piece, a piece for the short, for the first round, a piece for the second round.
Yeah.
So you've got to have at least three.
At least four.
At least four, okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's kind of easy for singers, really. You can sing anything in your repertoire.
Yeah. If you're a comedian or if you're, you know, you've got to have different things.
Yeah, we haven't had any comedians sign up yet.
Oh, you should get some comedians.
Yeah,
in.
I was going to say, I'd really like to know what your hope is in terms of some of the acts. What do you think would be really cool to see?
Anything and everything, really.
A good variety, I think. A bit of.
I mean, I think, so, I haven't discussed this with Liz yet.
We're better to discuss than live on air.
So our prize will be a trophy. So if you're a winner, you get a trophy.
Nice.
But I was thinking if you win, you would get your own event or show at the Bardswell Club.
Liz is nodding. This is good.
This is good.
I like that.
There's going to be no punch up in the studio today.
And of course, you get top billing on Phoenix FM as well.
Yeah.
You have to come in and get interviewed by the show and all the rest of it. I think from comedy, you should go to the comedy night at the Brentwood Town Football Club.
Okay, I'll go there.
And go and kind of make some connections with them because they have lots of comedians that are local but also coming into the area. But it's kind of worth going into a few of those kind of places, isn't it? And leaving some more leaflets and things around. I think Phoenix FM has a connection with that comedy club, so that sounds cool. And then the final
where you get your trophy
and
a certificate.
Yeah,
everyone will get certificates if you take part, but the trophy is for the winner, which we haven't decided yet. Obviously the trophy design, I mean, not the actual winner, because nothing has taken part yet.
You haven't decided the winner yet. This is good for transparency.
I know. Yeah.
So when's the final?
It could be rigged, but no, it definitely will not be rigged. It's not my decision to do that. But the final is on the Saturday, the 13th of July.
Okay. And again, you'd like an audience for that as well, wouldn't you? So lots of people to turn up for that as well. Oh, well, we'll put all those details on our events as well, so that when we can read those dates out quite regularly. I'm going to have some music now, and then we're going to take a bit of a break, and we'll come back in a second.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Looking to celebrate a birthday, anniversary, or maybe an engagement soon? At Brentwood Golf Club, our fully licensed function room is perfect for your special occasion. With reasonable room hire, a fully stocked bar, and access to decorate your theme from 10 a.m., contact Stacey or Chanel in our functions team on 01277 375 101 to find out more. Brentwood Golf Club Function Room, making your celebration that bit more special.
At Hutton View, we are proud to be an award-winning care home which delivers high-quality residential and dementia care. Alongside this, residents can also benefit from a wide range of inclusive services. Enjoy time in the cinema, farmhouse kitchen or landscaped gardens. For more information, search Hutton View Care Home and see for yourself why Hutton View is a care home with a difference. Hutton View, a hallmark care home.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
And we're back in the room with our guests from the Bard's Wells. And we were just hearing all about the different rounds that you have to go through to get to that final winning cup or whatever it looks like, and possibly the chance to perform.
Yeah, that's something we've thought about. Because we have live music events every weekend, people who might be interested could come and maybe do a bit of a pre-show warm-up with us, doing some songs or playing their instrument or whatever they want to do.
Cool. And you were just talking before about this is obviously something that the Bardswell has done off its own volition, but you'd like more people to get involved. And one of the ways that people can get involved is
sponsorship.
Through sponsoring. So, so what kind of things have you been saying to people that they could get involved with?
We've emailed out to quite a lot of businesses, local businesses in Brentwood and the surrounding areas. But we've had no replies.
Aww.
Aww. Sadder than that.
Very sad.
I'm joking. It's not a pantomime. But yes, if you do want to sponsor our brand new event, it is our first event, so do forgive us.
You've got space for people to have their kind of logo and association with this, haven't they?
If you would like to sponsor, you would receive a space in our program as well as an advert in it. You can have like your writing and what you do for your business, for example. We also will add your logo to our social media pages. We'll tag you and everything. And if you're mentioned in any more advertisements on the radio, would say you're sponsoring with us.
Yeah.
Also,
I think there's a really nice thing about.
I think that's it.
Being able to get behind something that's brand new in Brentwood and be the kind of, you know,
this could be a yearly thing forever.
It could be. And
Liz is nodding again. Forever.
Fancy doing this every year, Liz, for the next 100 years.
Josh will be here longer than
I'll be here.
It definitely feels like there's an opportunity. If you've got your centenary in 2027, there's a really nice opportunity to kind of build this, isn't there? So that by 2027, you could have this massive Brentwood Got Talent event at the Bardswell, spilling out into other places. It's kind of, you know, powered by the Bardswell and kind of, you know, reaches across the town. That would be amazing. So if you want to be part of that vision...
Hundreds of people sharing their talents,
then get in touch through the website. I presume all your contact details are on there.
No, not really.
Put your contact details on there.
Yeah, I will do that.
Josh is going to put his contact details on the website.
But our email for the Brentwood's Got Talent is auditions@brentwoodsgottalent.co.uk.
Fantastic.
And if our audition response... application form, there we go, that's the word. If that fails, just send us an email and we'll sign you up that way.
Yeah.
As I've heard that one applicant didn't work the other day.
Okay.
So any technical difficulties, you can email that address as well. Auditions at brentwoodsgottalent.co.uk.
Correct.
Well, this is amazing. And just, you know, big hats to you for getting this off the ground, because this could be an amazing thing for the town. And like we've seen with other things like the art trail and various other things that happen, that you just need that bit of momentum, but yeah. You kind of need to have that person with the vision. So thank you very much for coming in and telling us about it, because you've clearly got that vision. And I really hope that this is something that you can really feature in your centenary in a couple of years' time.
Let's hope so.
Thank you both so much for coming on the show and telling us about it. Right, we're going to get back to our tracks, and we're still with people of talent and I'm just thinking, where should we go to now? I think this is the Prince of Pop. No more introduction needed.